Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. They specialize in brakes, tires, transmissions, tune-ups, alternators, and more. You can get a full synthetic oil change for $49.99 and a free 40-point inspection. Visit them online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Give them a call at 727-375-3499 or visit the shop at 12651 62nd Street in Largo, Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Hello, 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 Tampa
Hi.
Bay.
We're How here again. Are you?
Tammy, nice to see you. It's always nice to see you.
Oh, thank you, Angel. Very good to see you as well.
So what have you been up to, Tammy? You really, you know, you've been kind of busy, stuff going on. So share with us what's going on. Anything new?
Well, let's see. The holidays were awesome, yes. Which we didn't get a big chance to speak of last week, but Santa is supposed to be here today just to talk a little bit about everything that happened with the toy giveaway, which actually went really, really well. We had two different locations that we did two different days. So we had, because we got so many donations from so many of our awesome clients and people that donated, we had over 350 gifts.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll do a special shout out to them.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. For sure. Especially also going back a little bit further is to the turkey drive, too. I just wanted to say a special thank you so much to Tyson at Mainlands Golf. And it is a beautiful time of year, guys. If anybody golfs, it is a great course to go to. They're super affordable. It's a really nice place. A lot of camaraderie. They have a nice little clubhouse area. They serve a little bit of food. You can get a drink. So go check out Mainlands Golf. It's right off of US 19. I guess right before you get to Pinellas Park, where that big Walmart is on mm-hmm. US 19, it's right before that. So thank you so much, Tyson. He was really helpful with the turkey drive that we did. So that was the first event we had of the season, was the turkey drive for Thanksgiving, which was really, really good. And we helped a lot of people. We had a lot of people that helped us to do that.
If you was to estimate like the number of people that you might have helped, what do you think that number would look like or would be roughly?
Over 300 for the turkey drive.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it went really good. And then we then had a toy drive. So the first location that we had the toy drive at was at the Dunedin Country Club. And want to say a huge thank you to Chuck over at the Country Club. He made it happen for us as far as the tables and setting up everything and letting us use his location. And it went really well. And then had a second toy drive over here at CNC Meat Market in Clearwater. And that was very, very successful as well. And a lot of families that were in need got a lot of assistance. So it was really good.
Yeah, the difference there was at CNC versus Dunedin Country Club. We pulled up to CNC Meat Market. We were supposed to pull up at 3:30, but we got there like a half hour early to set up. There were already 30 kids waiting for us. The parking lot was full. It was already 30 people, kids waiting in line to see Santa. You know, at the Dunedin Country Club, because it's more of an affluent area, plus it was off the beaten path, it wasn't as successful because of the fact you put out in a poorer neighborhood, right? We put out the free toys meet Santa. And it just had more of an effect. It was just amazing spiritually, too. Some of the stories.
Is that the story with the young kid wanted a football and he wound up getting a football?
No, that was actually at Dunedin Country Club.
At Country Club? Okay.
Yeah, right. The story there was the balloon guy, Mark the balloon guy. Mm-hmm. Each kid had a professional balloon made, right? Is
yes.
His name Mark the balloon?
Mark the balloon guy is his name. And actually, he was going to try to make it today, but he is doing an event up in Orlando. So safe travels to you, Mark. But he is amazing. He made unique balloon things for the kids that were so cool. The two little boys that we're speaking of, he made football helmets for them because they liked football. Like, it was this elaborate, huge thing. And the other little boy, the little grandson that was from one of our clients at Floor Depot, he made him an octopus, and it was like, it took up his whole head. It had all the arms hanging off. It was very cool. So he did really awesome. He made every kid, you know, something special, and he dedicated all his time to come out there and his, you know, product and everything. So we thank him very much.
Yeah, and then the kid with the football, that's the one you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Out of 500 different gifts, we only had one football. You know, we had soccer ball, a football, but a baseball glove. But only one of each, right? Guess what toy he picked?
He got the football.
He got the football. Which is amazing because they're wrapped, of course. Mm-hmm. So the kid that said he loved footballs got the football.
And believe it or not, you would think, oh, he could just look at it and know it was a football. No, our client, actually, it was Vincent's girlfriend, Tabitha. She did this really cool thing I've never seen anybody do before, which I'm going to steal her idea from now on. But you know, when you wrap a ball, you can tell it's a ball, right? She made like a little gift bag out of the wrapping paper, so you couldn't see that it was a ball. So he had no idea.
Right. Well, I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. And then Vincent, too, and his Samantha, Tabitha.
Came out and they took professional. She's a photographer. And she came out and took photos for us of every single kid that was with Santa and then everything,
So every kid got a photo of being on Santa's lap.
And that's the gentleman that's coming in today.
Santa's?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, well, before Santa gets here, we got Angelina from A1 Opportunities on the phone.
All right.
Hey, Angelina. I know that you were supposed to be here personally, but it looks like you were stuck in traffic, so you're calling in and sharing with us some of what's going on, right?
Now, are you the lady that deals with the bank?
No.
Who is she?
This A1 Opportunity. She has a transitional housing for a men's shelter and a woman's shelter.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Angelina, I have used your story a lot since I've met you. I think...
Really?
I really have. You're an inspiration. I'm not kidding. This woman, I'm just going to speak a little about you. I mean, yeah. It's just amazing. She herself was homeless not long ago. Like about three years ago. And
it's been almost eight.
Okay, so but in a short period of time to me, because I mean, but you pulled yourself from there to having absolutely nothing to starting a cleaning business and praying every day that God would show you, like, what am I know you're gonna use me, what am I gonna do? Just putting people in your path to meet them and to do what you're doing now, which is amazing. She has a transitional housing for homeless people. Not just that, though. It's so much more. There's programs to put in place that will actually help them to function back in society. Like, you can't just throw somebody in an apartment and say, okay, here's some money. Now go figure it out. You know, it just doesn't work like that.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about you, yourself, and what you have going on.
Yeah, you were like so on point when you were saying that too. It was February 16th. It was 2020 that God gave me the vision, and I think that's what you were thinking about.
Yes.
It's been almost four since He's given me the vision, but. Yeah, it's been seven and a half years since I was homeless and in the streets. I was shooting heroin. I was one of those junkies that you see on the side of the road. Just I didn't know where I was going to get my next meal from, sleeping in parks. Just wandering life, like, completely, like, aimlessly, a total just waste of skin is what I say. And I just made the conscious decision one day to change my life, and I called my mom and my sister.
Did you send out the email that Santa was going
to? And I went to a program in Newport Richie, and I, you know, started working for a little cleaning business, and then I started my own cleaning business when I had left there. And it was just one day at a time, and I just kept praying and praying for God to, you know, open up the doors. And then I became a realtor at Keller Williams. So I'm there. I'm at Keller Williams still. and then this happened. And it's now we do housing and education for people in need. We work with Department of Corrections. We work with the courts, probation officers, people that are homeless coming from domestic violence, human trafficking, low income, aged out of foster care. We have three houses. And two men's houses and a women's house, and wow. We just got our Florida. It's a certification yesterday, so we got our Florida accredited recovery resident certification yesterday. So
congratulations!
We are now on the national list. Thank you.
Can I ask you something? Where's your cleaning service? Like, where do you operate out of? Like, what town?
Hillsborough County. We do all Hillsborough County.
Oh, that's cool. So people that need cleaning services that are in Hillsborough, give this young lady a call.
I know you have there's a dinner dancing magic, you have an activity happening on January 18th. Can you share in that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. So we're having it's a charity event, our fundraiser event. It's January 18th at the LaBelle venue. We're having a silent auction. There's sports memorabilia. There's, autographed instruments from artists. There are, like, famous artists. I think there's a Taylor Swift guitar. There's some gloves by Mike Tyson. There's several items like that. But anyway, there's an open bar which is getting catered by the Three Piece Catering Company. There's a magician. Yeah, the DJ company will be DJing. So it's a lot of fun. It's business casual, our cocktail attire, but it's open to the public, whoever wants to come. And it's $75 ticket, $135 for couples.
Okay.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
And then the location in the venue is called La Bella Group, right? La Bella Group or La Bella? Okay.
The LaBelle.
Okay.
Yep. LaBelle. So it's actually a huge, like, wedding venue, and the owner of it, she told me that we could use it. So she donated it for free.
Wow.
She's like, you could use it during the time that we're closed. And that's like a $10,000 venue. I'm like,
wow.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
That's for amazing.
Absolutely. And for those folks, the address is located at 3002. South 70th Street, which is Tampa, Florida. Again, it's 3002 South 70th Street, 70th, with 70th, okay? Tampa Bay, I'm sorry, in Tampa, Florida, 33619 is the zip code. So, again, the venue, repeat that venue again, Angelina?
It's the LaBelle, so it's L-A and then Bell, B-E-L-L-E,
okay.
LaBelle.
All right, it's great. And again, the tickets are $75. Yeah, you said the tickets are $75 for a single person, which is a great cause, and for a couple is $125, which is a great deal. Please go to this event. They're going to have dinner, dancing, magic shows. They're going to have a lot of things going on there. Please support this group. They help victims of domestic violence, victim human trafficking. They work with low-income individuals. They help the homeless population. They also help with traditional housing and educational programs for those folks transitioning from homelessness to getting back on their feet and becoming productive citizens in our community. Is there anything that we might have missed at all? I mean, if they want to reach out to you and contact you, Angelina, what's the best number to reach out to you?
Yeah, they can reach us at 813-313-9943. And that's 813-313-9943. Dad's always said you should always repeat your phone number twice when you're saying it.
Yes.
And the tickets are also on Eventbrite, and the event is labeled Breaking Chains and Building Bonds.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Again, this is the A1 Opportunities on the line. So thank you so much for calling in. I know that for those folks just listening in, she was supposed to come to this to our radio station, but fortunately got caught in traffic, unfortunately. But I told her, call in. You can still call in and still get that, you know, get that information out.
Oh, sure, because this event is really important. It's the first one of, I'm sure, many, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And all the proceeds are to benefit your project, right? Which is the housing project.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just the everyday things that you guys need there. And she...
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you do there that isn't just housing, like with counseling and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have an in-house counselor. And just so people know, and I feel like it's important for people to know, we are actually an all-volunteer and community service-based organization. We have no paid employees. This is all just through what our community does as we come together. So I think that's important for people to know, because we need all the help and volunteers that we can get all the time.
Yes, that actually is very important to know. A lot of people, they do want to know about things like that when they're going to make a donation, because I feel the same way. Like, if
they
want to
know where it goes, so yeah.
Sure, if you're going to use your hard-earned dollars to support something, you want to make sure that it is actually supporting the program and not just to pay all of the employees, which I hate to say
right,
it, but
right.
a lot of very big organizations, people would be amazed at how little actually goes to the actual cause, because they have grown
right,
so big
right.
that they have so many employees that that's where most of the money is going. So I totally believe in
yeah.
this organization, and I just think you're amazing. Seriously, you are an inspiration. If people could just meet you, they would fall in love with you. Like, seriously.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I really hope that you guys can come. And I on that same note, I feel like it's important to tell people the facts and the details, because then it opens the door for opportunity for people to want to help.
For
you
sure.
know, not just, hey, you know, I'm here to have a good time. Like, if somebody wants to help, let them know, like, hey, we need all the help we can get.
Oh, for sure. And it's just good when you get a bunch of people together, then, you know, you might even sprout a new idea or something where someone could donate something that you never even maybe thought of, or just time sometimes
right.
as well. Like,
right.
time is important sometimes, just to show people that you are there and that you care, you know? So
yeah.
some people out there, they may not have a lot of money, but you do have time. You always have some time.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
So one more
and
time.
I want you guys to come too.
I would love to come. I will be there. So
yes.
what is the date of the event again?
It is the 18th, January 18th from 5:30 to 8:30.
Okay, so January 18th, 5:30 to 8:30 at the LaBelle Center in Tampa. And can mm-hmm. you tell us one more
yep.
time, if somebody's interested in finding out information or making a donation or buying tickets, how can they do that?
Yeah, so for a donation, you can go to a1opportunities.org. And you'll see a donate button, and then it actually breaks it down. Do you want to donate time? Do you want to donate food? Do you want to donate monetarily? So you can figure out, you know, what you are able to do on there.
Oh,
that's
very
your
good.
Website. And thanks. And then on Eventbrite, the tickets are on Eventbrite, and it's under A1 Opportunities, Breaking Bonds and Building. Or, I'm sorry, Breaking Chains and Building Bonds. And then my phone number, of course. Everybody can call me.
Okay.
And I can guide them through it, too.
Very good.
And her phone number is 813-313-9943, correct?
Yeah, okay. Got it.
All right. Well, I mean, you can stay on the line, but I do want to introduce our new guest who just came in a second ago. Just just stay there and talk with us, Angelina. So we have Diana, who is a proofreader. So, Diana, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
Very good. I'm glad to see you today.
Thank you. I've actually been reviewing a lot of material on the subject of proofreading and making sure that you can communicate so you can be understood by other people. Because proofreading is not just a waste of time. It's a means of ensuring you bring one person into better communication with an audience or with a few people, whatever. But it just brings people together, and I think that's a terribly important thing.
You know, yes, and let's just talk about that. All the business owners out there listening right now that have a website, you know, sometimes, you know, I've gone to websites or you try to find information on something, and some things are not clear. You know, like, you know what you do and you know what your business is, but sometimes when somebody is searching for information, it's not clear on your website as to exactly what it is that you do. So I think that is a whole new, like, area that you would be very good at, because not only can you proofread someone's whole site, but you could also explain things in a very eloquent way, and it's going to be written well to really explain in, you know, a short little paragraph or something, or a couple paragraphs, like, what is our mission? What do we do? Like, what services are we providing? Because there's a lot of websites that are not clear.
Yeah, I mean, websites, the one thing is proofreading is a very specific kind of a function. Editing a website is additional work and requires a person to put much extra effort into making it intelligible. I mean, I proofread a website last week that was actually had great stuff on it, but it took me a fair amount of time to take it apart, make copies of all of the different pages that were being represented so I could make sure that everything correctly communicated, was spelled, was grammatically correct, etc. And it took actually surprisingly longer than I thought it would. Websites being a newer group of activity for me as a proofreader. But yes, I proofread it. I didn't make suggestions as to, from an editorial point of view, because that, I'd have to charge a lot more. And I only charge like an introductory kind of a rate.
Well, you're so super affordable. But like I said, it would be well worth it for someone who, a lot of people are not writers. They don't, you know, convey how they, things they want to say. I mean, they know in their heart what they want to say, but they don't always know how to put it down for other people to understand. So that, I think you are very well spoken, and I think you could help a lot of people.
Oh, I would enjoy it. I mean, I'd love somebody to come to me with that kind of a problem and just say, can you help me make it intelligible? I would love that.
Well, you know, even those people, because I was thinking of this the other day, people who, you know, maybe they want to go and they want to build their own website. There's a lot of people that do that these days because it's, you know, basically free. And so they go online and they find a program and they start to build their website. But like, again, they really don't know what they should word, how they should word things or where they should put things and things like that. So, you know, you're saving all that money on building the website. It would be worth it to hire someone like you to help them, you know, put things on there that I think everybody should have like a mission statement or something like that, and just about themselves. It makes it more welcoming and people feel like they know you better. Like, I want to hire you because, oh, I know that you and your sons are running the business and, you know, all of this. So I think that that would be a new avenue for you. And if somebody is interested in hiring you, how could they get in touch with you?
Well, I can be reached by telephone at 727-922-1286, and that's usually the best way to reach me. Email address is dewfutures, in the plural, at gmail.com.
All right, so that's dewfutures@gmail.com if you have any questions or inquiries, either about proofreading or helping to write some words for anything, for whatever.
Right. I mean, if somebody wants to have a book edited, I'll do it, you know.
And see, that's great, too, because, again, there are a lot of people who want to write their own books now and put them on Amazon or whatever. So Diana is your she's going to save you a lot of money than hiring some big editor somewhere, believe me.
And I'll do it well.
Yes, she's very, very precise and very thorough and, again, very well spoken, and she knows how to convey what you want to say.
Thank you,
Diana. So we still have Angelina on the phone. So, Angelina, tell us one more time, when is the event and where?
It is January 18th, which is in a week from tomorrow. It's at the LaBelle in Tampa. Angel, do you have that address with you? I'm actually still in traffic.
Oh, my gosh. I feel for you. You're coming from Tampa. That sometimes, oh, my gosh, that traffic is
so the
not fun.
I'm telling you. I feel bad for her. The address is 3002 South 70th Street, with Tampa, Florida, which is 33619. Again, it's 3002 South 70th Street, 70th, 70th Street. I don't know what that's called in my mouth.
70th.
So what was
it? 3002?
Yeah, 3002.
That's okay, so 3002 South 70th. And remember that, South 70th Street. But it's the LaBelle Center. Yes. So anybody can search the LaBelle Center. But it's a week from tomorrow. Gosh, that's coming up quick.
I know. 5:30. Be there. Be sharp. And, of course, register, guys, because they're on Eventbrite. Those single tickets, only $75. Great for a good cause. For couples, it's $125. You can't beat that deal. They're going to have a great event. They have dinner, dancing, magic. So it's entertainment, food. I mean, you can't go wrong.
No, and you guys have to come just to meet Angelina. I'm serious. Anybody who's listening, she is not, like, you hear a lot of people that are doing this and doing that and whatever. But she is walking the walk. She is living her truth. Like, she's doing what so many of us always say we're going to do. Like, she has dedicated her life to really helping people. Like, it's, I mean, it's, and it's real. Thank you.
Thank you. It's really like my purpose. I when God gave it to me, I just knew this is what he wanted me to do. And it, and I would have never really fathomed the magnitude and the amount of people that it would help. And it keeps me going every day. It's my life. I live it. I breathe it. I keep praying for the next thing, you know. It's really my life. It's awesome.
Well, I just think you're awesome, and really, people need to come
meet you
and hear about your vision and hear about from you what God has done in your life and what is going on. Like, and I think you're just going to keep growing, and it's going to keep getting bigger, and it's just, you're amazing. Seriously.
Thank you.
You got
Thank
Tammy
you.
Tearing up over here.
I know.
She's tearing up over here. If you were here, you'd be hugging her right now.
No, but really,
I'm helping you.
Aww.
It's a rarity.
I'm hugging you from far away.
It's a rarity I ever see Tammy get choked up on this show in the time I've been working with her.
Well, I can't explain it. There's something in me that identifies with Angelina. Like, I feel her just pureness, you know, like she's telling the truth. Like, you know, when you meet someone, I mean, a lot of times you're not sure, and you might feel, but I don't know, there's something so deeply good about you. Really, I feel it when I'm near you, just even talking about you. I feel it.
Thank you. It's God. It's just God.
Well, yes. Yes, you're right. But like I said, so many people they say, oh, you know, I would do this or I would do that or I, but you are really doing it, and I think you deserve a lot of respect, and I am sure this event is going to go amazingly. And like I said, I bet it's going to be the first of many.
Thank you. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Like it's such a mixture of emotions. I've been crying because it's actually happening. And oh, I forgot to tell you, this is probably something else that really made me super emotional. It's because Keller Williams, they select a charity every year to do their fundraising Red Day event, and we were the charity selected. So this is all happening in one night. So we're doing this all together.
Awesome.
Keller Williams and our A1 Opportunities. Like it's like our. I don't know. It's our event of the year type thing. So I'm really excited for that to even have happened. You know,
that's amazing. See, yes. That it's
so
just
a mixture of people there.
Yes, good things are going to happen because you are walking the path that you're supposed to. You're doing what you're supposed to do, and you're getting blessings. And I think it's awesome.
Thank you. I love you.
Oh, I just love you too. I really do. Like, I seriously, you have no idea. Probably every day I tell someone about you. Because I mean, that's what we can't.
That's awesome.
I just feel like when you find something good or something that is worthwhile, like, you have to share it with people. You have to tell other people about it. That's how the word gets spread, you know? And you're definitely, what you are doing is absolutely worth sharing.
And for those folks, I actually heard about Angelina May about a year ago, didn't get a chance to actually meet up with her until last year. And we met up at a restaurant, and then, you know, a few days later, I wind up, you know, volunteering myself to pick somebody up from the bus terminal that closed, I guess, and drove the individual to one of her transitional housing, and it was with the women's transitional housing, and I saw the atmosphere, how it was, and how Angelina actually gets involved. It's not just a job for her. This is actually a passion of hers, and she's living it, and she's there. It's almost like when she walks in, it's like everybody, hey, Angelina. It's like she's coming in her home. And the environment, it's kind of hard to explain. You would have to be there to see it for yourself. I mean, they were all taking care of each other, cooking for each other, looking out for each other, looking for jobs, supporting each other, encouraging them. Hey, you know, you're going for a job interview. And then when they did get a job, they were all excited about it. It's just an amazing atmosphere. I'm looking forward to look at her men's shelter, transitional housing as well. I'm really curious about that. Anyhow, so this is the real deal. This is not just applying for, you know, grants and getting help, and that's it. No, Angelina is it. She is the epitome of.
Well, you can tell it's her heart.
It's her heart. I don't know what to say. You know, so. You know, my name is Angel Santiago. I have a company called Our Community First. You can find A1 Opportunities on my website if you're in need of any help or assistance, food shelters. She does a lot of outreach as well. So by all means, you know, I have her information there as well. I don't know, Tammy, what do you think?
No, everybody come out to the event,
yes,
seriously.
Absolutely.
Witness it for yourselves. Like, if you really want to do some good in your community, you really want to help people, and you want to give money to a cause that is actually working, not just in people say that it works. It really does work. Seriously, come out and check it out. Like, come and meet her and ask questions and see what it is that she's doing, because I think it's amazing. And I just want to introduce Juan.
Yes.
Juan just walked in. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
So good to see
Happy
you.
Happy New Year
yes.
for everyone.
You're incognito. Where you been? You've been gone for like weeks.
I know, been busy.
You've been busy. Have you been in the States this whole time? You've been.
Yeah.
I thought you were traveling out the country or something.
No.
So you've been ignoring my calls then, basically. No, I'm just joking. So Brian's been trying to call you.
Juan has a, actually, guys, this goes hand in hand. Angelina has a event coming up in a week. So anybody who wants to get dressed for this event has to come and see Juan. So tell us a little bit about your shop in Largo.
Absolutely. We're happy to take care of you at I Do Brighter and Talks. We're proud of serving the community of Tampa Bay as we bring the culture of bridal quinceañera dresses. We are specialized selecting our inventory for the most classy, elegant, and modern design styles available, including tiaras and wearing accessories. We also offer our selections of beautifully create custom-made wedding belts.
All right.
For your preferred choice, wedding dresses, bridal gowns, tuxedo rentals. I mean, we have everything for your event.
Exactly. So if you want to do a lovely black dress or something sparkly and shiny, I've actually been in the shop over at, oh my gosh, some beautiful, gorgeous gowns. They do all the fitting there, and you guys can get really, really jazzy for the event.
Absolutely.
They even rent shoes for the guys.
Exactly.
Like you, so if you don't own a suit and you want to go to an event, and they can dress you from head to toe, rent it, take it back, don't have to worry about it again.
Yes. We have all type of shoes styles for you know, for your preference.
Seriously, tons of stuff. It's a beautiful place. Like when I first came in, I met your daughter. Actually, she's beautiful, and just so many of the gowns in the front. Oh my gosh, they were gorgeous, gorgeous. Yes. I want to get invited to something where I can wear one.
Yeah. Anything that you can think of, we can help you to.
Very nice.
To make your event happen.
Yes. So anybody coming out to the event in 1 week from tomorrow, you can come by. What's your address?
We're located at Ulmerton Road, 7250 Suite A, Largo, Florida.
Okay.
Zip
so
code 33771.
That is 7250, right?
Yes.
7250 Almerton Road. You're right there in the center of the plaza. It's I Do Tux and Bridals.
I Do Bridal and Tux.
I Do Bridal and Tux. I'm sorry, I had it backwards. But seriously, any dresses or can people bring things to you to get them altered and things like that too?
Absolutely. We do alteration.
Very good, because that's sometimes hard to find, you know, when you need something shortened or sleeve shortened or something.
That's correct.
Yes, so anybody who's getting all nice and jazzed up for the event can come out to 7250. I was going to say 7520. 7250 Almerton Road in Largo, and check out all of the beautiful gowns. And guys, if you guys need a suit, come by. You can, like I said, you can rent everything from top to bottom. And ladies, if you want to be a princess for the day, you can come by and get a tiara.
That's right. Exactly. We open from Monday to Friday from 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock. On Saturdays, we're open from 11 to 5.
Okay, good.
And on Sundays, with appointments only.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. So
in case someone's, you know.
Right, somebody who works all week, they can call, they can give you a call. So what's the number they can give a call?
They can call us at 727-223-9926.
Very good. All right, ladies and girls, if you have a quinceañera coming up, you would not find a more beautiful gowns than you have in your shop, seriously. 7520 Almerton Road in Largo.
7250.
72, really? 7250, I keep saying it backwards.
Yeah.
7250. What's right next to you?
We're next to Amscott.
Yes, okay. I knew there was something that was right there. So right next to Amscott, you guys are right there in the plaza.
All the shops like... Insurance companies and so on.
Right. So right there on Almerton, again, just beautiful gowns. If you need something altered, if you need a suit, you can either purchase or rent, and you can even rent your shoes.
That's right.
That's great. All right. So, Angelina, tell us one more time. Also, not just
she's not
about,
on the phone.
Oh, she, okay. Well, I guess we lost Angelina, but her event is coming up a week from tomorrow. Can you give us the exact location and everything again, Angel, please?
Absolutely. Let me pull that up real quick. Okay, it is located at 3002 South 70th Street, Tampa, Florida, which is 33619. The event's going to take place at 5:30, January 18th, at La Belle Group. And the ticket sales are selling for $75 each and $125 for a couple. They're going to have dinner, dancing, and magic show for those that will be joining the event. Remember, A1 Opportunities, they provide outreach programs and supportive services for people in need. The program will include transitional housing and educational programs for our homeless population, our low-income individuals, our victim of domestic violence, and victims of human trafficking, and former inmates as well. So please join them and this great event and support a well-worth cause.
Yes, very good. All right. So, Juan, oh my gosh, where have you been?
That's what I'm asking.
So, how were your holidays?
The experience that I have, it was wonderful. I have some visitors from my home town, and we spend time with community because besides working at the bridal shop, I participate in my community, so like all the organizations, we give toys away for kids.
Oh, and, very good.
And we celebrate the King's Day, Día de Reyes in Spanish.
Days of the Kings.
Days of the Kings, and so.
Tell me about that. I don't know a lot about the Day of the King. What is that?
Well, in Hispanic countries, you know, Latin American countries, we celebrate the date of the kings more than Santa. Right, Angel?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's three kings.
Okay.
Help me out. There's Baltasar, Melchor, and Gaspar.
Well, I mean, you know, like you said, like, you know, Juan is from, his culture is from Mexico, but he's from the indigenous side, yes, of Mexico. Yes. So, you know, and like he mentioned, that a lot of the Latin countries like Colombia, Mexico, Puerto Rico, they celebrate the three, the Dia de los Reyes.
Yeah.
And so they have three kings that brought Jesus the gifts. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
And instead of having one day for Christmas, they celebrate more days than just one Christmas.
See, that's why I love
so it's
the
a huge,
Spanish
giant
culture.
Party.
Yes.
I mean, we make reasons to party, okay?
Yes, I love it.
And we have a special bread they call Rosca de Reyes.
Yeah.
Ah.
Rosca de Reyes, it's like an oval shape.
Uh-huh.
And inside has a little babies, you know? And you cut your own piece.
Ah, okay.
If the piece that you cut has a baby inside, mm-hmm. that means, in our tradition, you have to bring tamales on February the 2nd.
All right.
Yes. So the celebration continues.
Okay,
you know?
So yeah. I've seen in New Orleans, they do a king's cake where they do the same thing.
Yeah.
They put the little baby in the cake, and whoever gets that is supposed to actually have like good luck or whatever.
Yeah,
yes.
You gotta hope out to make another gathering.
Oh, tamales,
nice gathering.
Are good.
Yes.
That takes the whole family.
So that is a tradition of Hispanic countries, you know.
Very good.
And that's what we did. I was on the Mexican consulate on the 6th.
Nice.
So I had a good time. I meet a lot of people like every year, you know, because that's our celebration. And we meet people from other countries. And we have the same tradition.
Right. Oh, yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. Oh, I love learning about other cultures and different traditions. Like, I mean, it's different in Florida to me because I am from up north. And actually, that's the thing I probably miss the most. Like, it's not in a racial way, but up north where I'm from, everybody sort of has like areas, but everybody is very, everybody shops at the area, you know what I mean? Like they might have a Italian street, and then the next street would be Mexican, but everybody gets along with each other. Yes. But you learn about everybody's different cultures and different celebrations and different parades. Like, everybody participates. So,
Absolutely. You
know, when you have, you know, different celebrations, everybody is there. So you're learning about different cultures.
Yes.
So I like that.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful because the younger generations get these customs.
Mm-hmm. But see, it's important. It's important to pass down, you know, your traditions, because that's where you come from. That's where they come from. Even though they might be young and think they don't need to know that right now, but they do.
They actually enjoy the
all
these wonderful experiences.
Yes, well, one of my very good friends, I met her. She used to work for me in Largo, actually. But she was Mexican, so I learned a lot of different things. But I wasn't there when they did their different Christmas celebrations. But like quinceañeras, I went to a lot of, which I love. I think that's amazing.
Have you ever been to this humongous event?
Oh, yes. Her family, going. Okay, she invited me. The first time I went over, it was to her mom's house just for, you know, come over and eat.
Yeah.
There was maybe 100 people there, which it was amazing. Yes. It was great. I loved going to her house for just hanging out, because everybody was just so family oriented. So everybody just got along so good. I learned a lot of different, you know, food dishes. Her mom was an amazing cook, and just different things that they did. Like, she would make me stuff, and they were just awesome. So I loved going over there. I learned a lot.
You know, I think we have somebody on hold, and I believe we have a caller coming in. We have a caller on the line on hold. Okay.
Hello? What?
Yeah, we have someone on hold that's calling in.
Yeah, DJ Moyo is
yes.
on hold.
Well, why don't you go ahead? Because there's an event coming up they're going to talk about. Is he on the line live?
Hello?
Mojo?
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, DJ Mojo is very, very popular. And, of course, and Juan can contest on this.
Yes.
Tampa Bay area. DJ Mojo is very, very popular for the
Absolutely.
Latino community, especially in the Mexican community. They know him very, very well. He has a prestigious background in being an awesome DJ. He's well-known. He's been on the radio. He's been on TV. He has been on his own shows. I mean, the guy, this goes on and on and on. He's on podcasts.
Awesome.
I mean, this guy's everywhere.
Whoa.
So.
Whoa. All right.
I had to take over the phone line.
All right. So tell us, do you have anything coming up that you want to talk about?
No, listening to the show. It's so amazing talking about traditions. Yes, I'm a very big King for you. DJ, I think
yes.
that's the best investment people do, because it keeps me working. So, but yeah. But it's a very, very beautiful tradition, right? In English, we have Sweet 15. In Latino culture, the Sweet 15. This is pretty amazing. And you
yes.
guys, we're talking about Three Kings Day, which is really awesome as well. It's still a beautiful time of the year.
Yes, that's awesome. I love learning new things, but I love, anybody wants to invite me to a quinceañera, I'm there.
You know, Angel is part of this beautiful it's called Nuestra Reina Hillsborough. So in Hillsborough County, we have it's basically a pageant, a scholarship pageant for young women. And I mean, Angel can tell you a little bit about it, but it's preserving their traditions, because part of it is they have to come on and show their either traditional dress of where their family's from. And at the end of it all, the winners get scholarships to their college of choice.
That's awesome. I love that.
When you share with the audience the event that is coming up for Nuestra Reina that is happening in Hillsborough.
Yeah, that event is February 18th. We have, oh man, right off the top of my head, I can't remember how many the girls that we have. How many contestants do we have already?
Was that Mojo?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Mojo.
Oh no, I said we have around 20 contestants now And this is something that they're doing in Hillsborough County, and we're hoping to bring it in the upcoming years to Clearwater, to Pinellas.
That's awesome. I love that.
And if they want to participate, Mojo, to this event coming up, can you share with them the website where they can reach, at least, you know, get some information about participating for this event?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook with Nuestra Reina Hillsborough, which means Our Queen Hillsborough. So that's on Facebook and on NuestraReinaHillsborough.com.
Okay. And from my understanding, they're going to have a VIP section for those folks that want to buy, you know, VIP tickets and have many guests at the table. We're going to have businesses out there, bank representatives, and a lot of other representatives out there that actually represent the community. So it's going to be a great event. I think last year we had it in, it was Plant City we had it last year, right, Mojo?
Yep. Last year was in Plant City. This year it's going to be at the Regent in the Brandon area. It really is. It really is a spectacular event. We bring the students or the young ladies that we have anywhere from age 9 to 19, and they are competing for their scholarships. So it's really, really interesting because when they first start, a lot of them are from migrant backgrounds. A lot of them are students, you know, that have the brains but not the resources to go to college. So this is a way of us giving back to the community as a board. And I mean, the event itself is the most beautiful thing. And I do a lot of events during the year. Every week, two or three events.
Nice.
But this is one of the most beautiful events that I've ever taken part of. And yours truly will be the master of ceremonies with Brianda from WFLA Channel 8.
Nice. Very good. So okay. That is an awesome event. Tell us one more time, when is it?
February 18th.
Okay, February 18th. And you said it's at the Regent in Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
And time?
I have it right here. So anyway, this is really awesome. I'm glad you guys have this platform there out of Pinellas County. But it starts at 4 p.m. on the 18th of February.
All right, so February 18th, 4 p.m. at the Regent. It is a pageant, which is going to be beautiful, and the girls will get scholarships, guys. That's awesome. So anybody that is looking to support, again, one more time, where can they go to check it out and show their support or make a donation?
Definitely Nuestra Reina Hillsborough. I'll go ahead and tag you guys on your Facebook.
Okay, great.
That way you guys have it. But the important thing is, in talking about traditions, a lot of our sponsors, we call them as in quinceañeras. Quinceañeras are extravagant events. And so we ourselves have our sponsors, which are called padrinos, which are godparents.
Yes.
So people can sponsor a young lady to participate in the event, the dress, the talents, all that. So there's possibilities for sponsors, people that want to go to the event and enjoy a beautiful event with dinner. It's almost gala style. It's very beautiful. So I think it's going to be really neat.
Well, thank you so very much for calling us today. You can call anytime, but we're running a little low on time right now. But thank you so much. And we would love to have you on sometime. Angel
Absolutely.
Comes about
I'm going to drag Moyo here big
yes,
time. He's got
that would be awesome.
Anytime.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for calling in, Moyo.
Thank you for what you do.
All right. Yeah. Thank
many
you. You
many
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys. We are running out of time for today. But Juan, tell us one more time where someone can come to find these beautiful quinceañera dresses or if they need anything.
Absolutely. Stop visiting us at 7250 Suite A, Olmerton Road, Largo, Florida, 33771.
All right. And Angel?
Thank you. First of all, thank you, Tampa Bay, for tuning in. This is a great radio show. We talk about the most wonderful things that we do in the community. Brian over here, man in the house. What you got to say, Brian?
And I'd like to also thank Magical Matt for all the wonderful things he does. You're a great producer. And American Masters, they're one of our biggest paying customers. They made the big donation to help us out.
Yes.
So American Masters, Handyman?
Handyman, yes. American Masters, you can find him in the BCC coupon book and go to our Facebook. I'm going to throw his ad up there right now.
American Masters Handyman.
So that's BCC Coupon Books, LLC. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.